Randall.
Hey, Randall, it's Chris.
Hey.
Got a message
Hey.
for you.
Yeah, I wanted to know how you exactly did the test contracts, because we did one in the, there's also this, what's it called, on the brand. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, we quote them that as well.
No, but this is a minute marker.
Oh, okay, yeah, the minute marker. So essentially that trades, it only can trade at even, basically.
Yeah, we traded at zero because I wanted to see how powerful you actually have it, because how powerful your position is when you want to beat the VWAP, or well, actually not even beat it, or just make that you can move the market. So yeah, we did the 1,000 that were out there. It was just a bid for 1,000, yeah, and with multiple counterparties. Yeah, we made some money. We made 30,000 on it, but I was just wondering how you guys traded it.
How we make the money, you mean?
Yeah, or what exactly your strategy is. We now bought half of it 3 minutes beforehand, and the other 500 during, it's a 1 minute one, this one. So the other 500 during the minute, and it went up a little bit, but I got a feeling it was more the market than than we did anything.
Exactly. I mean, basically, it depends for it. It depends on the product, actually. And for us, for the oil, for the WTI, we've really not been trying to bully it. We just normally that you don't have some like big counterparty.
No.
There's enough liquidity there that basically the worst thing that can possibly happen to you is that you try to bully it and you run out of power.
And then the market just moves. I mean, yeah. Apart from what you are doing. And of course, 1,000 futures is, it's at least something during that period, but it's not like anything huge.
So basically for us, I mean, with the, if you compare that to the WTI, what we do with that, we never try and really pummel it anywhere. We never really try and push it. So that's not the one where we're sort of using our scheme. And what we do is this, is we do a little bit, let's say we do less than 20% beforehand when we do WTI. And we do it in a, over the 2 minutes in a trajectory. So basically you're 60, of the remaining 80%, you do two-thirds of that 80% after 1 minute. And this is just for a couple of reasons. One, it's sort of, it mirrors most accurately the volume that trades over that time. And secondly, you've got more or less three things that can happen. Either it goes with you, or so if you have to buy, it's going up. Or if you have to buy and it's going down. Or nothing's happening. So these are your three essential things. Now, if you have to buy and you see that there's big sellers in, actually that can be nice for you. You just layer your bids in. Things are mainly trading above you, and you just get hit on the way down, and that's you normally make a bit better than VWAP.
Yeah, exactly. Then you got a big VWAP, but of course, in the end, you try to make money. I mean, the scalping beforehand and beating VWAP is of course nice, but the most money you make when you can really, of course, when you just have more than the liquidity available at the moment, let's say.
But that's not for us. That's not been something in the that we've done in the WTI.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's trading up now, because in the Brent, only like 900 futures trading at normally 300 per minute or so, and like 700 or 800 in that minute.
Exactly. So you could, I mean,
But is that a lot compared to crude? Because it didn't seem too much. I mean, if you need to do 1,000, then it's,
exactly. The other thing, this is the whole thing. I mean, probably if you have like 2,000 crudes to do, you've got a bit of power, but and the other thing that you have to remember is, let's say people are paying one over in the crude, then you're not the only one, so you're also anticipating that other people have to buy during that time as well.
Yeah, okay, that makes it also, but yeah, this is a bit funny with this thing at zero.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That So in the crude, we'd more or less just look at that as a sort of an indicator of, oh, and yes, there's in general there's like market bidders or something like this.
Okay.
But we've really not tried to push that because, although, yeah, you then basically start to risk big amounts of money, and when there's definitely going to be a time when there's people that really just want to do a lot, for example.
Yeah.
In the opposite direction, and then you can really just get hammered from it. So, when we really made our good money, it's come from in the products where then you're talking about normal trading during this 2 minutes is, 300 futures or 400 futures, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you have 1,000 to do, then you're pretty.
Yeah, then you're, 3 times. Yeah, we could have done more on this one because, yeah, so it seems also like genuine volume. I mean, when we hit the bids, in this case at least, yeah, it was also multiple counterparties.
Yeah.
I don't even understand because sometimes you see a 3 lot or 11 lot. What kind of orders are that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what the fuck do they want?
Why would anyone want to trade this and not just buy a future somehow?
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't get it, but anyway. So, okay, but you say, well, you have to be very careful with this one, actually.
What I say is the easier it is to, or the more likely that there can be a counterparty,
yeah,
the more wary I am on it. So that's why we're definitely a lot less aggressive in the crude than we are in the...
than in the other ones, yeah.
But I still think, yeah, you know, look, this is a bit the other thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
It's actually nicer to have a position of 800 than a position of 200. The position of 200 is actually in the gasoline, for example, is probably the worst you can have because you've got.
Yeah, then you really don't know what to do. You cannot move anything, and you.
It's hard. You have to like trade a big amount during the time, but you can't press. You don't dare to bully anybody, and so that's probably the worst position you can have.
Now I also want to see how it works a little bit because, because they're really interesting, of course, if this bullying, let's say, is possible at a certain stage.
Exactly.
It's definitely not risk-free, and this 32 doesn't mean anything.
No.
So it's, I will maybe try again tomorrow or so, see what we can learn more.
This is a bit the thing, I also have over here as well with what I like about being the sort of 99 bid at 101 as well at least is that you've got a good I suppose if you sell even you can still say we think we can get an edge in trading the thing, so it doesn't really matter. I was just thinking about more people come to you with stories about why you manipulate in the market and things like this.
Yeah, okay, then you can still say, we even make some from scalping. But, actually, you don't really manipulate because you just have an own order. Then you just need to close your position,
We just say we can execute it better than the VWAP. That's why we do it.
Exactly. That's what we think, at least.
It's a fair story. But I have the same over here that I do want to, basically, I just want to get some experience from it, and I want to try to have a couple of days, positions in the products of close to 1,000, seeing what that, if we can just consistently beat it. I think we're also, what we have here is because it's pretty interesting seeing what direction they're in at both times, and we have a few sort of tricks or slightly different strategies depending on, let's say the other day we had to buy all three.
Yeah.
And so then they were really bidding in the oil. I mean, we had, we'd sold to our limit, and then they also had shortened the others, so we had we knew that we were bidding all three, so we knew that we could just, and there was also you expect some bidding pressure in the oil anyway.
Yeah, you can combine a couple of few. Yeah.
We all just we were pretty aggressive beforehand then, and but then you have another thing when you let's say when you've got the oil opposite to one of your products.
Yeah. 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 All expire at 8:30 or.
Sorry.
They all expire at 8:30.
Yeah, exactly. They all have the same.
Yeah. Yeah, the nice one is this is just 5:30, so there's nothing else expiring at that time, so it's also, yeah.
Yeah, you can just watch it and give it a go.
Yeah, exactly. No, okay, we'll try again tomorrow and see where when we start bleeding. But
yeah, exactly. But I think it's what you might want to do.
Yeah.
Sort of just as a tip for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is do the push in as much as you can in the minute before
29.
Marker. So
I already thought the 3 minutes was a bit long.
Yeah. So don't don't try and especially because it's more liquid, you should just do this. Do basically, let's say you have 1,000 to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even just 30 seconds before the minute marker starts.
Yeah.
Just do 500 then, and really try and push the mark. Let's say you have to buy. Really try and push it up as much as you can.
Yeah.
And then just use the in the minute. Don't try and push it too much harder. Just try and defend it. Let's say.
Yeah.
The thing that's nice about that is there's basically less. The minute is the idea of it is to attract the liquidity. So you have more chance to sort of bully in the minute before where, that's a 300 minute as opposed to an 800 minute.
Yeah.
So that's a bit what, one of the things that we've tried as well. But the other thing to remember is just the worst thing that can happen is running out of power. So if you see somebody against you,
then you should just be careful and put your bits in. I mean, the risk is not so much doing it a bit worse than FreeWeb. Eh? I mean, that's actually not the big risk. The big risk. The advantage you take on from doing pre-buying or pre-selling, that there's suddenly something happening.
Yeah, exactly. So
and you're just dollar off for 300 futures. Yeah.
If you see someone big against you, just accept that you're going to take a small loss on that day.
No.
And just go defensive and just scale in your bids as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And then try to get VWAP or a bit worse, but that's not so bad. But
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll try again tomorrow.
All right. It's good. It's a fun game, though, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice game, yeah. Well, it's fun anyway, but you can obviously, if the flow is genuine, and it seems also in this one, or the product is funny, I can see that you can definitely make good money from it, so.
Exactly.
Especially if you do it in all the commodities or all, any product, actually, in general. But.
The soft commodities, they start next week. Think so.
Oh, they start next week.
Yeah, but we have to see whether we can get whether there's enough volume in the electronic underlines and things like that.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll see.
All right.
Okay, enjoy your day.
Yeah, have a good evening.
Thanks. Bye.